When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another special episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G. On the other line with me is Dougie Fresh, the original OG. How you doing, my brother?
I'm playing hurt.
Yeah, you're not feeling too well today, man. You're kind of taking the role that I had about 2 months ago. You're not feeling the greatest today.
No, it's one of those fucking full body gimmicks. So it's like, every now and again, I just get this shudder, and it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
You don't think it came from the party a few days ago, do you?
No, I don't think so. I started feeling it about 6-ish.
Oh, gotcha. So you started. Gotcha. Well, I hope you feel better. You sure you're going to be able to troop it through this today, bro?
Yeah, because I'm not going to kick another two down the line again.
So, all right, everybody. Well, as you know, because you clicked on today's episode, we are reviewing the 4-episode special called Pokemon Origins. Today is episode 1, and it is titled Red. And today's episode, I mean, basically Pokemon Origins, and if you're wondering what Pokemon Origins really is basically if you're playing Pokemon Red, Blue, or Yellow, or Green version if you are in Japan, it's basically a fast forward like just 2 hours of gameplay made into an anime. Like, how did you like it when you were watching some of this stuff, Doug?
Well, I mean, you know, to be upfront, I've only seen the first two because I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because then I feel like I got to backtrack, and I feel like that's just, you know, no offense, but it's, you know, kind of a waste of time. I've already seen it. I'm not, you know, especially this week, because the plan is to do tonight and tomorrow and knock them out.
Yep.
So I'm not going to, you know, I wasn't going to watch the episodes 3 and 4 and have to turn around before we got on tomorrow. So I've seen, you know, the first two, and the first one's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Basically, like, almost like literally ripped from the game. The second one kind of frustrated me because, like, and obviously we'll get into it when we get to that one. Like, there was all these skips and all this, and he's got this, and he's got this, and he's got this one, and he's got this. Like, what? It's only been 20 minutes. What?
I know. They really fast forward, and just wait until you hit episodes 3 and 4. I've seen all 4. I sat down with my little man, and we sat down and watched all 4 of these, and we thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was like, you know what? These might be fun to review. And I was like, and since we're doing these Patreon specials, as of right now, I was like, well, maybe this could be the perfect next Patreon special, which will slowly start coming out onto the free feed at some point, but first for the Patreon people. But yeah, these are going to be fun. Today's episode, as I stated, is called File 1 Red, and this premiered in Japan October 2nd, 2013, and premiered here in the States November 15th, 2013. So just a month apart, a month and a couple of days apart for the turnaround for the Japanese and English versions of these, Doug. So I think that's kind of the quickest that we've seen a turnaround for episodes so far.
Yeah, and I think this benefits from not being like part of an arc. I mean, these are four isolated episodes, kind of like the Arceus that we just covered.
Yep.
You know, they're contained within their own little bubble. They don't have to tie it back around to the remainder of a season or something.
Yeah, and for everybody that is out there, and I want to know, so please give us some feedbacks. So, of course, we've already done Pokemon Arceus. We're doing Pokemon Origins now. But what would be the next special that you guys are kind of interested in hearing after you hear these reviews? Let us know. You can email us at every Pokemon episode ever podcast at gmail.com, or you can tweet us at PokeBreakdown, or and the DMs are open as well. So go ahead and DM us. I try to answer you as quick as I can. Or if you're a part of our Patreon, I get back to those messages within 24 hours. So go ahead and you're guaranteed to hear back on Patreon if everything else fails. So
right,
yeah,
that's just a little incentive, because you find Patreon folks are putting a little bit of money in our pocket, so
yep,
feel that, you know, you should be kind of elevated.
Yes. And so I'm just to give everyone a little perspective as to some of these, you have Pokemon Evolutions, you have Pokemon Twilight Wings, you have Pokemon Generations that are readily available on Pokemon.com. So if you want us to review those, just let us know. And whichever one is popular will be the next one that we put out. But all right, Doug, I kind of think the talking for this is kind of done. We can kind of jump into this, since we're not doing a history moment or anything like that. We can kind of jump into this week's episode. Are you ready, bro?
Sounds good.
All right. So it's funny, everybody. So they actually start this episode with a new game and options button, looking like someone's actually playing the Game Boy game. And the person's toggling up and down, and he goes on, he almost clicks on options, but then he goes back up and clicks on new game. And then we see the lights shine, and there's a bunch of lights, and there's Professor Oak, just like at the beginning of Red, Blue, Yellow, and Green version. And he's like, "Hello there. Glad to meet you. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Oak, and people call me the Pokemon Professor." And he's like, "The world is inhabited by creatures called pocket monsters or Pokemon." And he's sitting there and he kind of snaps his fingers, and you got kind of get it like a little bit of an encyclopedia of a bunch of the Kanto Pokemon just in shadow forms. And he goes on to kind of say that some people use Pokemon as pets, and others like to use their Pokemon for battling. And it's at this point he takes out a Pokeball and he throws it up into the air, and out comes an Eevee. And Eevee just falls down and just looks all sorts of cute. I love Eevee, and Eevee's one of my favorite Pokemon. And if you've seen my pocket in the Pokemon Go game, Doug, and you type in the word Eevee, I have so many fucking Eevees. I have so many. I got shiny Eevees. I got regular Eevees. And the only Eevees that I keep are 3-star. So if I catch an Eevee and it's a 2-star or below, those get made into Eevee candies. And they're and they're just thrown back into my pocket. But yeah, Professor Oak continues, and he's like, "Are you curious about the world of Pokemon?" And he's like, "Then let me guide you into a world of dreams and adventure." He's like, now then, your Pokemon legend awaits. Let's go. And we hop into what is seen at the beginning of the game, Doug. And I'm going to hand this part over to you because the episode is officially starting now.
Yes. And we are thrown into Red's room because we see in the corner, we see, you know, a little file name and it's Red and it's the first save. And he's watching the Nidoking and Nidoking.
Nidorino
and Gengar battle that we've seen for years. And his mom's calling him from downstairs and he's saying, oh, it's not over yet. And his mom shouts up that Oak is finished with his
presentation
and he wants to see you in the lab right away. And Red comes barreling out of the room, almost completely eats shit.
And he almost falls over the freaking banister when he opens his door. He just, whoa, okay. And then almost bails it on the damn stairs.
Well, he does, because he catches himself, and you're like, oh, he was overexcited. He's fine. He was not fine. He was fine enough to get his bearings and realize he wasn't fine, and then he completely beefs it down the stairs.
And then says, I'm fine.
And I've been there, and you're not fine, but he's like, even his old mom's like, gee, you're clumsy. And he's like, well, I'm fine. He dusts off his hat and he runs out. And he's running through the town. He's got his little monologue. And he says, it's finally ready. And he's huffing and puffing. And when he gets to the lab, he slows down. And we see... Now, this is where we get confusing, because in the American version, he's blue, but in the version that we're using for subtitles, it's green. So he basically runs into his rival.
Yes. So, I mean, so going forward, I mean, we can call him blue, because, I mean, that for anyone that's watching the U.S. version, his name is Blue. Obviously, in Japan, they have red version and green version. And I want to reiterate to everyone, we're watching the Japanese version because it has subtitles right now, as opposed to the English version, because for some reason on Pokemon.com, if you're watching the English version, there's no subtitles, which is kind of weird, especially for Pokemon and for something coming out in 2013, because what if I was deaf and I wanted to watch this? You're telling me I got to illegally stream this on some third party website?
And you would never.
Never.
So he runs into his rival and it's like, is it done? Yes, it's done. And they both try to go through the door. And obviously two people trying to go through a one person door isn't going to work. See a couple of assistant researchers working consoles, and Red and Blue end up in kind of like a knuckle lock, and they're like, argh. And Oak is like, ah, you finally made it. And we see Oak come down, and he slides Red a Pokédex. He said, this is basically or database for the entire Pokemon world.
Yes. Automatically records data on Pokemon you've caught. It's a high-tech encyclopedia, he says.
And basically, we find out that the mission is to fill in the Pokedex for him because he's too old and feeble to go out and do it himself.
Yes. So he's sitting here and he's like, well, this is my dream. And my dream is to complete the Pokédex. So if you can complete the Pokédex, I would greatly appreciate it. And he's like, I'm passing down my dream to you two. And he's like, will you both do that for me? And Red and Blue are like, yeah, of course. And Blue is like, Gramps, haven't you forgotten your promise, right? Or you haven't forgotten your promise, right? He's like, for helping you? And Professor Oak is like, no, I haven't forgotten. And Red and Blue sit there with a smile on their face, and it looks like they walk into the back room, and you see a desk that have three Pokeballs. And he's like, the Pokemon I have at hand are these three. And he's like, both of you may choose one. He's like, in the first ball, we have the fire Pokemon Charmander. In the second ball, we have the water Pokemon Squirtle. And in the third ball, we have the grass Pokemon Bulbasaur. He's like, all right, you two, take your pick. And Blue sits here and he's like, I'm not going to be greedy, so I'll let you pick first, Red, which is exactly what happens in the game. I don't know about you, Doug, but I wouldn't be giving up the first slot, because if all three balls are there and someone didn't go over and take it, I'm going to snatch the Pokemon that I want.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's the same in every game except for, obviously, Yellow, because the whole bit is you get there and there's one, and then, obviously, your rival takes it, and then that's how you end up with Pikachu. Well, there's this one, but he's kind of not tested as much, and, you know, Pikachu. Blue's like, I'll let you choose first, Red. And Red's like, I've already made up my choice. And he picks up Charmander's ball, and he's like, my father gave me a name like Red because, like the flames of a passionate heart.
Yes.
And I should honor that and use a fire type just like my name. And he throws out I'm done with the subtitle, and he's still talking. He throws out his Pokeball and Charmander lands in his arms, and
then Professor Oak is asking if he's going to pick a grass Pokemon like Bulbasaur, like his name. And
Or with the English version, he's like, are you going to use Squirtle like Blue?
And
he initially, in the English version, he downplays it. And he's like, well, Red did take the Charmander, so I should choose type that is his opposite. And he does take Squirtle.
Yeah, and well, it's funny because he has a line in the English version, so he looks at his grandpa and he's like, well, I'm not going to pick a Pokemon off of a dumb reason like that. I'm going to pick, but since he did pick Charmander, I guess I'll go ahead and pick Squirtle then. But like he was such a douche about it. Like Red picked Charmander based off of his name. He's like, yeah, that's a stupid reason to choose a Pokemon. So I'm just going to choose this one because this one's a cooler Pokemon. So.
And then Oak's like, you know, you can give your Pokemon a nickname if you want. And Red's like, oh, a nickname. I'll go with Sepultra. I can't remember what he says in the English version.
He says, he's like, I'll nickname, well, yeah, the Japanese version says Sepultra, but he's like, no, you know what? Charmander is fine. So he's like, I'm going to keep mine as Charmander. And Blue, he's like, you want to try our abilities right away? He's like, that's what I was thinking, but it'd be boring to have a mere Pokemon beginner like you as my first opponent. And Blue's just being an ass.
We walked in together. Like, what the fuck?
And Red is like, what are you talking about? And Blue is like, he's like, my motives and senses are different from yours. And he's like, with Squirtle in my hands, I'm sure to become the world's best Pokemon trainer. And he flashes Squirtle. Doesn't even put Squirtle back in its Pokeball. And runs out the doors and goes and does his catchphrase line, "Smell you later, Gramps," and just runs out. And Professor Oak's like, "Hey, don't forget my request." And freaking Blue turns around. He's like, "I know. Leave it to me." And then he just walks out the door as it closes behind him. Professor Oak's, this is when Professor Oak's assistant walks into the frame. And she's like, "As expected of your grandson, Professor." And Professor Oak's like, "Yeah, when I was young, I was a serious Pokemon trainer." And Red's like, "Pokemon trainer?" Like, he's just now realizing that he is a Pokemon trainer with his Charmander. Charmander does a cute little char. And Professor Oak's like, "Well then, Red, I'm counting on you." And he turns his hat around. He's like, "Yes." And Doug, I'm going to give you this next scene at the start of Red walking down this pathway.
So he sees the path and he comes to the clearing and a Pidgey flies out. He's like, "Oh, why a Pokemon?" And he throws out a Charmander and a Pidgey sees him right away and starts doing Gust. And Charmander's like, "Ember." And the Pidgey's gust is too strong. It knocks Charmander back. And Red tries to run up fruitlessly and throws the Pokeball. Doesn't even come close. Pokeball just
like Ash.
Well, Ash would have thrown a rock. and he opens the Pokédex because he's like, "Well, I saw a Pidgey in the." Obviously, you have to, catch the Pokemon for it to register. And he's like, "Ah, damn." So he's sitting with Charmander, and we see a Rattata, and he's like, "Ah." And he says, "Growl." And it kind of stuns the Rattata, and Charmander runs up from behind and says, "Scratch." And it knocks the Rattata up in the air, and he gets it. And get a little bit of info about Rattata, and he's like, "Ah," and we just go on like a Pokemon catching montage. We got Spearow and Caterpie, and comes around and finally gets a Pidgey. And
I want to go back to that Rattata real quick, though, because that was a violent throw. Like Charmander did scratch and just right up in the air, Rattata goes, and he's trying to get away, and then he gets smacked in the back with the Pokeball, and he's like, no, and then he gets caught. I was like, well, damn. is that what they envisioned when they made Red, Blue, and Green?
Like, well, we've only got 20 minutes for each part. We don't have a lot of time to flesh this out. We got to kind of go. And after he catches a handful of Pokemon, we see he's in a battle. And trainer with a beige hat goes out his Pokemon, and he's got a
Nidoran.
Nidoran. And Ash is full of shit because he says, "Well, I've never seen that one before." He has. Ash. I called him Ash.
Well, he hasn't seen a Nidoran. He saw a Nidorino on TV.
Oh,
the evolve
tomato, form. Tomato, for goodness sake. So he, like, well, okay, and he throws out Charmander, and Charmander just shoulder barges right into him. Knocks him clean ass over tea kettle, and Red just says, "All right, go," and he throws a Pokeball, and obviously, you know, can't be catching other people's shit.
So the yeah. Pokeball
just force field comes up, and it bounces away, and the trainer's like, what in the world's the matter with you?
He's like, "Hey, now, you can't steal other people's Pokemon." And he's like, "That should be common sense." And Red just comes over. He's like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Then where did you catch your Nidoran?" And he's like, "Well, you won the match, so I'll tell you." Which I wouldn't even be telling this little kid anything. He just tried to steal my Pokemon away.
Tried to steal my Pokemon, for God's sake.
But he puts his thumb up, and he's like, I caught a Nidoran back over this way. And then we go into a scene where Red is back walking on a trail, and he passes a sign that says, Viridian City is next. He's like, and then he hears a voice, and he's like, you're faster than I thought you'd be. And then here comes Blue. And he's like, I thought it'd take a while for trash like you to get over here.
Food.
I know, for real. And Red is like, Green? He's like, have your Pokemon gotten any stronger yet? And he's like, Blue? He's like, my goal isn't to make my Pokemon stronger. He's like, it's to create the ultimate Pokedex. And Blue's like, he's like, sometimes you have to fight stronger Pokemon to create that ultimate Pokedex, you know, which is true. I mean, you still got to train your Pokemon so you can get the stronger Pokemon. And then he's like, well, it's a splendid excuse to run away from a match. So he's trying to battle. And Red is, he gets that gleam in his face. And Blue is like, you talk big, but you're not really confident enough to win. Just like Gary in freaking Pokemon. And Red, he's like, let me tell you that I'd never lose to someone like you. Never. And then Red goes, he's like, well, then I accept that match of yours. And then in full blown animation style, as if they like shoved each other. They like dash to each side of the of the widescreen in this freaking Pokemon episode. And they throw out Charmander and Squirtle, both of their starter Pokemon, and the battle starts. And you get a glimpse of what looks like a different version of Brock in the background. Doug, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, I definitely didn't catch that right away. I don't know what I was thinking, but mine didn't say Brock. So Red has the first move, and he said, and he calls out for Growl, and Blue's like, oh, what a weak growl. He says, go for a tackle, Squirtle. And Charmander looks at Red like, what do I do? And he's like, Ember. And Squirtle dodges the Ember and shoulder blocks right into Charmander. And Charmander gets knocked back. And he says, all right, scratch. And he scratches the shell. So obviously that doesn't do diddly. And he's like, you scratch again, and he goes to swing, and Squirtle does another tackle, and Red's like, come on, Charmander, you got to get up and
try to use Ember again.
And then Squirtle sends out Bubble, and the Bubble completely vaporizes the Ember, and Red's like, why isn't this working? And Blue's like, I could do this all day. And he's like, Bubble. And he's just blah, 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 blah. And Charmander catches the Bubble square in the face. And just about the time he recovers, gets completely demolished by a tackle. And Squirtle's on top of him, and he starts to bite.
Oh, and it's such a violent bite attack, too.
And like, we see, you know, Charmander's flailing. And we see this, his flame on his tail starting to go down. And he's like, damn it, we're beat. And he calls him back. And Blue calls Squirtle back. And Blue's like, man, that was some weak shit.
He does. So he's like, you're so weak. He's like, I've never seen someone so weak. He's like, or maybe I'm just too strong. I'm so cool. And Red is looking at his Pokeball, and Blue is like, he's like, it's not enough. Oh, no. He hears a voice. He's like, it's not enough for you to just attack. You understand, right? And Red looks like he's about to cry. He's like, I. And Blue is like, Red, go back to Pallet Town already. He's like, if you keep going, you'll just get defeated halfway and never finish that Pokedex. And Blue he's like, you're so hopeless. And Blue just walks away. And Red puts his hand down, and he's like gripping his Pokeball. It's a wonder he didn't like shatter it with how hard he was gripping it.
I would hope not.
I know, but I mean, you saw the way that he was gripping that ball.
Yeah, but these aren't, you know, Arceus crafted Pokeballs. These are, you know, legitimate, like, I have issue Pokeballs.
Yeah. And then we cut to a scene where Red is over by a river. And he's like, well, why did I lose so badly? He's like, me and Blue are started off at the same time, and we both have the same amount of experience. And then I'm gonna say the Japanese version, because like I said, the Japanese version don't give two shits. But he just starts going. He's like, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, and he's like hitting himself on the head. And you hear a voice from the back. He's like, no. He's like, the person who used the Squirtle was without a doubt more experienced. And Red turns around. He's like, who are you? He's like, are you aware of your Pokemon's types and strengths? And then it looks like this guy looks like Brock. I mean, we end up finding out, of course, that it is Brock, but he doesn't give his name to Red yet. And he's just asking him, he's like, are you aware of your Pokemon's types and strength? He's like, first of all, your Pokemon's heart and you right now are unaligned. And he's like, unaligned? No way. And he's like, his Squirtle reacted to his instructions quickly and used its own judgment to dodge your attacks, didn't it? And Red is just sitting there looking kind of defeated. And he goes back and he remembers the battle, and Brock continues. He's like, it's because the trainer and the Pokemon's hearts were connected. And you get a montage of the battle again of Charmander just getting his ass kicked, and he's like, Squirtle clearly recognized his strength as a trainer and fought. And he's like, and Red goes, a trainer's strength?
First time he's been outside.
I know, right? It's like he wasn't even listening to the announcers during the Gengar Nidorino match. Like, come on, Red.
He did fall down the stairs.
And then we hear Pokemon don't get attached to trainers without any strength. And Red is like, whoa. And Brock continues, he's like, a Pokemon's strength is proportional to its trainer's experience. And Red goes, I see. He's like, all right. He's like, wait. Brock is like, wait, where are you going? He's like, isn't it obvious? I'm going to find someone with a Pokemon and fight them properly. So Red thinks he's about to get ready to go out there and train. And Brock is like, you're planning on making Charmander fight in such a weakened state? You need to take him over to the Pokemon Center. And Red is like, oh, crap. Yeah, you're right. He's like, I didn't know. And he's like, Viridian City's Pokemon Center is the building with the red roof in the next town. So just take your Pokemon over there. And Red goes, thanks. And he's like, if you want to learn the basics of Pokemon battles, you should visit a gym leader. And Red's like, a gym leader? He's like, learn from
right.
I know. Like, I'm like slapping my head. He's like, learn from the gym leaders. They're experienced fighters. And then Brock just walks away. And he's like, however, gym leaders only accept serious opponents. If you plan on visiting a gym, think about I kind of skipped over.
Think about what I said. And he said, a gym leader only fights trainers with experienced Pokemon. And he just gives them a offensive little wave. And you need to figure out what it means to actually fight with Pokemon. Red's kind of chewing that over because he's an idiot. And then we are back in, well, not back. We are in the Pokemon Center, and we see, you know, some trainers are looking at the walls, and we got a trainer kind of polishing his Pokeball on a bench, and we hear that he's on a call with Oak, and he says, once you get more than 6 Pokemon,
The seventh Pokemon will be transported over to me.
And he's like, oh. He's like, now, which way do I wipe again? And I mean, this is just so...
It's the beginning of a video game, Doug. You got to remember
but
that.
God damn it, you know? And...
You know, which way to wipe again? Do you go up or do you go down?
You know, there's a beat, and Oak goes, "What's the matter, Red? You don't look too happy." And Oak's like, "Nothing. It's fine. I'm the protagonist of video games. It's not going well for me right away." And Oak's like, "You gotta pace yourself. You know, you're not gonna become a Pokemon master 2 hours into this thing. God damn it!" And Red's like, "Okay." And we hear Nurse Joy calls over Ash and says, "These Pokemon are at full health." And Red's like, "Gee, thanks." And he's like, "I hope to see you again soon." And
the same thing that Nurse Joy says in the Pokemon game. They really kept to a lot of the stuff inside of the Red and Blue version, like almost to a T. You kind of think, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is like dialogue is like smack from. I mean, especially, and again, I don't mean to keep bringing up episode two, but there's some lines of dialogue that I swear were just ripped straight without any finagling.
For real. So, at this point, Red leaves the Pokemon Center. And he starts walking down the road, and then he sees a sign that says Pewter City. He's like, Pewter City, huh? And he walks into a museum, and he hears some kids talking, and they're like, "Did you hear about the gym leader?" He's like, "Seems he defeated a challenging group of Pokemon trainers in no time." And that catches Red's attention, and he's like, "Gym?" And they're like, "Yeah, amazing. Seems some novice comes to see him every day." The kids say, and the
Pewter City gym leader is famous,
right? Yeah, very famous.
Ed's like, "Oh, gym leader, you see?" And he cut, and he's immediately at the front door.
Well, you only got 20 minutes, Doug.
You only have 10. You only have 8 now.
I was about to say less than that. So Red's at the front of the gym, and here I'll have you do this part real quick right before he gets into the battle.
So there's a male and a female standing there, and the heck goes, "Boy, light years away from facing Brock." She goes, "You know, I was told I could come here and learn how to fight from a gym leader." And the male guard is like, "How many years of experience do you have with Pokemon?" And Red's like, "Oh, you know, about 5 days." And
they're blown away.
I was disappointed because, like, in the Kanto version, this would have been a total anime faint. Both would have gone, "What?"
For real.
Like, 5 days? Boy, you barely know how to tie your shoes.
Doesn't even know how to wipe right.
The girl's like, "That's hilarious." And then the sliding doors open behind him. And we hear a voice that it seems to be the one that I invited. And like, "Really, Brock?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh shit, you're Brock." And the guards are basically like, "That's Mr. Brock to you," in unison. And he's like, "Indeed, I am the Pewter City gym leader, Brock." And
he's like, "What's your name?"
He's like, "What's your name?" He's like, "My name is Red." And he's like, "Did you figure out the answers to the questions that I asked you earlier?" He's like, "Blah blah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I barely figured out my shoes."
He's like, "I don't know, to be honest."
He's like, "Honestly, that's kind of why I figured I should come here to get the answers." And I was like, oh, well, okay. And we cut, and they're walking into the battle area. Brock's like, how many badges do you have? And Red's like, the badges? And he's like, I don't have any badges. I barely have a Pokédex.
Now let's pause here. Did Brock really need to ask Red how many badges he has?
Well, he knew damn well he didn't have anything.
I'm saying, like, come on now, Brock.
And he's like, well, I don't have any badges. And Brock's like, well, you're fucked. And he's like, so this battle will be, pardon me, will be two Pokemon each. My specialty is rock type Pokemon. And he throws out a Geodude. And Ash does an unnecessary turn towards the wall. Like, I didn't know. Like, I can't let you see my throwing form. And throws out Charmander. And straight from a video game, we get
life bars.
Life bars. And we see the names of the Pokemon in Japanese characters. Red has the first attack, and he throws out an Ember. And
it does nothing.
Does nothing, and he throws out Scratch, and wouldn't you know it, that does diddly dick either. And like, well, when I used Scratch when I was fighting Blue, I was countered. Should I wait and see what Brock does and then make up my decision?
And Charmander looks back at Red. I keep wanting to say Ash. Looks Ash right.
Probably said it at least three times.
And he looks back at Red, and Charmander's unsure, because remember, I mean, Charmander's just a baby, and Charmander has no experience. Their battling styles, Red has no idea what he's doing, and Brock even points it out. He's like, what's wrong? Your Charmander looks so anxious. And he's like, if you're not attacking, I will. He's like, Geodude, tackle, and just sends his Geodude over, and just bam! Just like the biggest like thump back, and you see Charmander's life bar go down all the way down to yellow, almost on Red, where he's almost knocked out. And he's like, sorry.
He throws out another Scratch, and we see a little tiny speck of Geodude's health bar go down. One of them's like, it's not very effective. And I was like, and this is when we get Pokemon are compatible with different types. Red's like, compatibility? That's a $5 word if I've ever heard one. And like, you should know that fire type Pokemon are weak against rock type Pokemon. Ash is like, we just established I'm still getting the hang of the wipe thing. And Brock's like, okay, seriously, how many Pokemon do you have? Because obviously this isn't working. You have to have more than one at this point, right? And like, I didn't know I could. I thought I was just throwing Charmander out there for Bloodsport. And he's like,
he's like,
switch your Pokemon out. It's a perfectly valid style of fighting.
Yeah, so he calls back Charmander, and he sends out his Nidoran. And Nidoran goes in and just uses Double Kick, and it's super effective and knocks out Geodude right away. And Brock's like, return Geodude. And he goes, Onix, go! And he sends out Onix, and it's another rock-type Pokemon. And
oh, I hated this, because Red goes, another rock-type? Like, bitch, what did I just tell you? I've seen the first two episodes, right? I've run the absolute gamut of emotions with these episodes.
This one irritated you. The next one had you all up in your emotions. Just wait until you get into 3 and 4. Yeah. And then Brock reiterates, like, for the fifth time. He's like, I told you. Rock type Pokemon are my specialty.
Should have had a sign. Rock type Pokemon are rock type Pokemon are the specialty of this gym.
It probably is outside. Red just didn't read the damn sign.
So, you know, I mean, I do give Red a little bit of credit. He throws out another double kick for Nidoran, and it takes down another decent chunk of Onix's health bar. And he calls out for Bind attack.
Yes.
And we basically get a complete game explanation. And it's like, when using Bind, Onix can't attack until he's been attacked twice.
Yes.
And his freaking, I thought it was his assistants that said it, but Red is like blown off his feet. He's like, no way. It's like, if I damage him, he's taking 2 times the damage again. I might take him down. So he's kind of getting a little cocky, and Rock's like, oh, don't worry, Onix won't be defeated. I believe in him. I trust in my Pokemon. I've been doing this for more than a week. And he's like, he sends out another double kick, and it sends Onix to the yellow. But now that Bind is completely charged up, just get one swing of the tail, and it just knocks Nidoran right into the freaking scoreboard. And
that was a hard thud, too. Like, just hits that screen. I'm surprised the screen didn't crack.
I'm sure it's Pokemon proof.
It's Onix proof.
I'm sure it's happened enough that he's like, look, I gotta get something. I gotta get a big ass Otterbox or something.
For real.
Brock explains Bind. He says, after using Bind, Onix can deal twice the damage that he's received from his opponent, so you were basically fucked. And
he was hoping for Onix's health bar to go all the way down so he can get that one punch knockout right back over to Nidoran. Which is
bullshit.
That's not bullshit. I would do that the time.
Oh, but what Red's doing is,
yeah. So he's like, you're up next, Spearow. And freaking Spearow just one hit knockout. Out comes Rattata.
No, he's done. The episode's over because it's 2-on-2. This is bullshit.
Not in the video game. You can use all 6 of your Pokemon to Brock's 2 Pokemon that he has.
It's been a minute since I played Red and Blue, but that just seems like horseshit, especially coming off of the the Pokemon League like we have been.
I know. And
but yeah, Spearow has no shot. He throws out Rattata. Rattata climbs up Onix's back. He gets close, and he gets completely T-balled, and he's like, this is some bullshit. And he throws out a goddamn Metapod, and he uses String Shot. He's like, oh, that's
dumbass. Yeah, dumbass.
And this Brock is frustrated now. He's like, this will never work. And he screams it, and I'm trying not to raise my voice because I think if I do, I'm going to fucking fall over.
And then he's like, I only have 1 Pokemon left. Charmander, get back out there. And it's now Charmander versus Onix. Onix is looking like, I'm about to beat this little pipsqueak. And Brock is like, how is it? Do you finally understand what it means to fight with your Pokemon? And they're both panting pretty hard. He's like, and Red's thinking in his life, he's like, he must really be into it if he's getting as excited as me. And he's like, besides, why does it feel like I'm almost the one taking all the damage? And he's finally starting to understand. He's like, I see. Pokemon aren't fighting tools. They're partners.
There it is.
And freaking Charmander now is in sync with Red. He has that nice little glare in his eye. He's like, I'm fighting alongside my Pokemon. And nobody, I feel for the people that are inside of this gym just watching, because they're just having a full blown monologue going back and forth, and they're like, all right, somebody attack somebody here.
Like a scene in Semi-Pro before the one game. Will Ferrell's character just gets on the mic and goes, somebody hit somebody.
For real. Funny ass scene. And Ray's like, why didn't I realize something that simple? Because you're an idiot. And Brock looks down. Brock looks down and Charmander's life is in the red. He's like, I have the same HP left as Onyx. And
it's not true. Onyx had a little less.
I know. Whoever was drawing this, come on, just a little bit more for Onyx. And he's like, looks like the next attack will determine the outcome. And Brock is like, the one who decides the attack first wins. And Charmander's like, Char! He's like, let's do this. Scratch attack. And he's like, Onyx, tackle. And they both meet right in the middle. And the spectators are like, they have the same speed. They simultaneously hit each other. And Onyx is about to go flying down on one of the spectators. But Brock calls back Onyx right before he hits her, because Onyx's life bar went down to zero, and Charmander is still up and above, and the spectators are like, no way, why? And then we get Metapod's string shot just falling into her hand because it was still on Onyx, and Brock is like, looks like it wasn't completely torn. That one thread remained.
I was a second late because of that.
For real.
And well done. And it's like, I won. I did it.
I mean,
go home and wipe my butt.
I mean, if you're sitting here with six Pokemon against two, I mean, gosh darn it. I mean, you should win the damn match. Let's be for real here, Red. And the spectator's like, he got Brock so excited and even managed to beat him. He's good. And
oh, he's lucky.
I know. And Brock hands over the Boulder badge. And he's like, it's proof of having won against me as a gym leader. This is the Boulder badge. And Red's like, Brock, thank you.
Gives him a little bow. And Brock's like, this marks the beginning of your Pokemon journey.
And it won't be an easy one.
And he pulls out a
floppy disk.
Floppy disk, exactly. And he's like, this is what we call a teachable move, or a TM. And he's like, it has the bind move on it. So when you get a Pokemon that can learn bind, you can learn it to him. You can give it to him.
And he's like, thank you.
How the hell he didn't explain what type of Pokemon pick up bind.
Yeah.
Didn't explain how to use it.
I mean, it's a floppy disk, and a lot of kids that are around now, I mean, obviously they don't know, but a floppy disk was our USB port back in the 90s. So
does it go into Pokemon's butt?
So you would old computers used to have a little slot that's like way bigger than the SD card slot that you use now, but you would stick that into the computer and you can save files and stuff on floppy disk. And I'm guessing the way that they're doing it in this, because I mean, we never see him teach a Pokemon a move with the floppy disk, but I'm guessing
sure picks it up in episode two, boy.
I know, right? He's like, yes. And Red runs out of the gym and he starts running down the road, and he's like, Brock, why were you so willing to start a match with me? Or why were you so willing to start a match with him? And we're back inside the gym, and one of his spectators is talking to him sitting on a bench. And he's like, I thought he seemed interesting. Someone who would answer, I don't know, to my questions. And he's like, and then we hear, Professor, is there a reason for choosing Red for the role this time? And we're back inside Professor Oak's office, and it's his assistant talking to him. And Professor Oak is like, since he was little, he'd hate losing despite being so damn clumsy. So He's like, but he's honest and grows by taking in other people's views. So, okay, I have a problem with that line. So he's basically saying that Red is a follower and that he's not good enough to do things on his own.
Well, he's a follower, but he takes good instruction.
Yeah. And Professor Oak is like,
Which he doesn't.
no, he doesn't, because I mean he would have beat Brock with his Nidoran if he just went in there the proper way. And if he would have beaten Geodude right away and Charmander had full health, it would have been no doubt if Charmander was his last Pokemon that he would have won that battle. But Charmander, he almost lost because Onix almost used this attack first.
Was a Metapod string away from
Yeah,
losing.
for real. And Professor Oak ends the episode and he's like, he will become a good Pokemon trainer.
A great
And
one, not a
I know.
fantastic one, just a good one. B plus.
And he's like, if only Blue would grow together with Red. He's the opposite, too proud and talented. And we get a shot of Red walking down underneath it, what looks like a rock structure. And Red is like, I'll keep getting stronger and stronger and make Professor Oak's dream of making the ultimate Pokédex come true. And he starts running away, and then this is one of my favorite things. The episode ends, and we get the "Would you like to save the game?" And
Yes.
it's the same outline as you saving your game in red, blue, or green version, and it says "Player Red, badges 1, Pokédex 10." Time played 1 hour and 24 minutes, which is not 5 days that he said in this damn game. But
No.
he saves the game, and that is the end of Pokemon Origins Episode 1, titled File 1 Red. So, Doug, how do you like it?
If this was the only episode in the run, if this was just a one-off, and they're like, let's see if we can make the beginning of Red or Blue of its own show, I wouldn't come back.
Okay.
This was ridiculous. I understand.
Yeah,
It was the beginning. Understand. It's been a hot ass minute since I've played, Red or Blue or Yellow. It's been a hot minute since I played Pokemon in general. He was repeating everything back that Brock was saying.
and that was really annoying. It was. But I mean it gets better. I mean he doesn't do as much repeating in episode 2, 3, and 4. I mean for God's sakes, I mean in episode 2, which is titled File 2 Cubone,
Random as all get out.
I know, foreshadowing that episode. I'm not going to give away the full thing because you're going to want to listen to that review, but I think he finally becomes one with himself, and his experience has been greatened, especially with the run through that they do at the beginning of that episode. But we'll get into that next week. If you're listening to this on the free feed, but if you're here on Patreon, episode 2 is already up there for you, and you can go ahead and click out that after this episode ends. But what would you give this episode, Doug, on your Dougometer?
Two, and I'm being generous.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I would give it a 2, maybe a 2.5, only because I know what happens in the next 3 episodes and that it does get better. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna give it. Do you have anything else to add before we end this first recording, Doug?
No, I'm just glad this wasn't the only one.
Me too. All right, everybody. Well, then go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
This is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, I will see you on the next episode titled Cubone, because Pokemon Origins will continue, everybody. Have a good night, everyone.